That is our country classic from Reba McEntire and Linda Davis, and Does He Love You? We are the Wolf, 6 decades of the greatest country hits of all time. And continuing our conversation with Kim Whitecamp about Twisted Roots, an event happening this Saturday at the Wagnalls Memorial in Lithopolis. And Kim, you were talking about taking DNA tests and some surprising results.
I did a 23andMe test, and we both did this before we met each other. So mm-hmm. we have a parallel kind of pieces that we've created. But I did a 23andMe test, found out a lot, and even during this year's mentorship with Rachel, working her through this piece, found out that I had a half-sister.
Really?
I know.
Wait a minute. How does that work? How do you find that out?
It popped up. You get alerts.
That says you're related to this
you
person?
You have new DNA relatives. And you get on, and a lot of times it's like fifth, sixth cousins, and you don't
yeah,
care.
You don't care, right.
But this said I had a half-brother.
Yep.
He then contacted me. I'm like, the ages aren't matching up. He's like, mm-hmm. actually, I think I'm your nephew, and my mom is your half-sister.
You know, you go back far enough, we're all related. So you
exactly.
know, so, but that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And so before I met Rachel, I had a whole piece called Crooked Family Tree, and I mm-hmm. have a band that plays with me. And so Rachel saw that and thought, oh, my gosh, my book parallels. Plus, I think the reason my name sounds familiar to you is because I did their festival like 3 times.
There, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
They put on the Story
yeah.
Fest up until a couple of years ago
yeah.
and really miss it because we just set up a big tent and do storytelling. And
yeah.
it's always fascinating.
Yeah.
I love the extemporaneous ones too, where you just kind of go on the fly with things. Although there's some really practiced and rehearsed people too that
oh yeah
know what they're doing.
I mean, I spend an inordinate. I tell people I don't get paid for what I do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid for all the work I do before I go on stage.
Oh, absolutely. No,
yeah.
That's all the preparatory work.
Right.
So Kim, this event, what time is it going to happen on Saturday, do we know?
Oh my gosh. I just drove an hour and a half. I think it's 2:00. That's horrible. I should know that information. I'm actually embarrassed.
That's okay. Don't
That's
worry
why
about
Rachel's
it.
Supposed to be here.
But yeah.
She
got stuck. Okay. She was coming from New Concord.
Yes.
Excuse me. And she is typical fashion in Zanesville, Ohio right now. They're in a 5-year construction project. There is a semi tipping over about every week. Unfortunately, it's sad because it closes the road and you're stuck in a lane. You can't go anywhere. So we'll catch up with Rachel another time.
I want to just share something. A lot of times when people hear the word storytelling, they think children,
mm-hmm.
and that is not what this is. Now, it's safe for kids. We're not going to go into any like blue collar stuff.
So
but
family friendly, but
it's for adults.
For aimed at
100%
aimed at
for
people
adults.
That are yeah have
yes.
the adult mindset.
And there's comedy, and there's some music, and then it's some heartfelt. Like it's just a beautiful blend. And people who've never experienced this kind of art before, the spoken word art, when they come. Every time they're hooked.
Mm-hmm.
It just every time they're like, how did I not know this existed?
Yeah, exactly. And since this is free to the public, we want as many people to come as possible.
Yeah.
So it's this Saturday, and that's at Wagnalls. If you've never been to the Wagnalls Memorial, beautiful venue in Lithopolis, just about 20 minutes from Lancaster, anywhere in Wolf Country, you're maybe a half hour, 45 minutes away. We'll come back one more time with Kim. Right now it's Ella Langley. Here's Warrant for the Wind on the Wolf.